AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Breaking news, Rashid Shaheed traded to the Seattle Seahawks. This is from Tom Pelissero, and I think Ian Rappaport was in on it as well. All right, it happened. We knew it was going to happen. It happened. All right, it makes sense for the Seahawks, obviously. Clint Kubiak loves to bomb the ball downfield. That's all he does. That's what his passing game is built on. That's what the Seattle Seahawks are doing. He knows Rashid Shaheed, and Rashid Shaheed can do one thing and one thing only, get on downfield. Okay. Bad news if you're a Torrey Horton Jr. Stonks holder, and I guess Cooper Kupp is officially see you later, alligator. All right. Saints did what they had to do. Rashid Shaheed was not going to get the extension. He was not going to get another contract with the Saints. Made no sense for the Saints to do. Also, I don't know if this played anything into it. This is me just guessing, but the fact that he shared an agent with Chris Olave, kind of weird as far as leverage goes, because if whatever deal Shaheed would have gotten, that sets Olave's deal. Whatever deal Olave would have gotten, that sets Shaheed's deal. So you're kind of in a lose-lose situation just from the negotiating side of things. What this also does for the Saints is it pretty much tells you that they're going to extend Chris Olave. They had to make a decision. Either Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed, decision one, or neither is decision two. And they made decision one, where they're going to extend Olave, keep him in the wide receiver room. They could add in the draft, whatever. But Rashid Shaheed, it makes sense. And I like Rashid Shaheed as much as the next guy. But for what this team is doing, for what this team is right now, you had to do it, okay? You can't let assets walk whenever you're the New Orleans Saints. And you only have five draft picks. Now, this came down like 5 minutes ago. So let's see if we can figure out what the compensation was. I would assume a third. It can't be less than a fourth. We know that because of the comp picks and how all that stuff works out. So I'm going to assume it's a third round pick. It might have been the fourth, where they just say, okay, let's just get what we need to get and move on. And this should come down at some point here. Hopefully it comes on while we're doing this video. But, yeah, I mean, again, had to have it, understand it. Let's see if on ESPN.com if they've got any information. No, just straight up, they're trading them. Okay, cool. The Saints are, as a Saints fan, okay, as a Saints fan, how should you feel about this? The most important thing the Saints could have done is acquire draft capital. No doubt about it. It's the most important thing they had to do. Them leaving today, November 4th, Josh Adee's birthday, leaving today with nothing done would have been by far the worst case scenario for the New Orleans Saints. By far. Not possible. If they would have just sat on their hands and were on to Carolina, that would have been a real question mark moment for the front office. Now, you could argue, well, James, you can want to trade whoever the hell you want. No one's answering. No one's answering. And I get that. For sure. And I thought that was possible. I thought it was possible that nobody would want the assets that the Saints were dangling. But luckily, this is at least something. Now, there could be other moves. We'll see. Could long day, right? But at least it's something. And Saints fans can at least take some kind of solace in the fact that the front office understands the predicament and the spot that the team is in. They didn't make a bad decision and re-sign Shaheed and, you know, whatever. They said, let's go ahead and get draft capital. They understand the way through this is young, impact players on rookie contracts. Got to get draft capital. I love it. So we'll see. Again, we're gonna see. Usually, this kind of stuff. Sidebar: How about Sauce Gardner? Sauce Gardner gets traded to the Colts for 2 first-round picks. How crazy is that, ladies and gentlemen? It was not too long ago that the Jets had the defensive rookie of the year in Sauce Gardner and the offensive rookie of the year in the same season with Garrett Wilson and one of the best rosters in the NFL. And now they're just full on punting. They're full on, we'll take the first overall pick. The Aaron Glenn effect. Sad. I mean, also wasn't too long ago, Sauce Gardner signed a big old contract with the New York Jets. Shows how much that matters. I'm trying to hold on here, but to see if Nicholas can update us with the comp. I'm sure he, if anyone will have it first, it's Nick. And then we saw Jacoby Myers got traded for a 4th and a 6th. So could be similar, I guess. Could be similar, 4th and a 6th, whatever. It'll be somewhere in that world. You know, this was kind of the market setter just because it came down. But interesting from Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville trades up, huge haul to go get Travis Hunter. They have Brian Thomas, and then they make a move for Jacoby Myers. Now, I know Hunter's on the IL, but, man, I mean, how much more help can Trevor Lawrence get? Jesus. I mean, this guy, you know. But come on, Nicholas, give me the compensation. What are we getting back? What are we doing here? Somebody, tell me. Rappaport, someone. Rashid Shaheed, where are we at? Still nothing, huh? But, yeah, I mean, Shaheed should certainly fit into what they are doing very quickly. I mean, I'm not a fantasy football, you know, savant, but picking up Rashid Shaheed today is probably not the dumbest thing you could do. The Seahawks, how insane is it that right now the Seahawks and the Colts are the teams right now that are like, we're going for it? That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. This is those two teams saying, all right, let's try and win. Let's try and win right now. Sidebar, I mean, on the other side, you got, you know, the Jets and the Saints saying they got to do what they got to do, right? So, but the biggest trade of the day so far is definitely the Sauce Gardner. 2 first-round picks, man, that's a lot. That's a lot. I've had this conversation before with positional importance and how it kind of rotates. Wasn't too long ago, running backs were kind of, you kind of just have a bullpen approach to that. I think it's a similar with, we've said this for a long time, but cornerbacks are similar because of what they're asked to do nowadays. Cornerbacks used to be really important whenever they were playing man and your best cornerback just followed the best receiver around and that was it. But now cornerbacks are, okay, we'll kind of sit in this zone, kind of play off a little bit, and just, they're not doing the same thing they used to do. So, and now maybe Indy asks, Indy, defensive coordinator, anybody know? Pop quiz? Lou Amarino, fired from Cincinnati, disgraced out of Cincinnati. Cincinnati's defense gets worse. Indy's defense all of a sudden really good. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the boogeyman complex is real. Your fans are always trying to find a boogeyman. And since he said, it's Lou Amarino. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't Sweet Lou, huh? All right, there you go. Good stuff. Nick Underhill, just, I knew Nick would be first on it. Saints are receiving 4th and 5th round picks for Shaheed. Great deal. Better than Myers. Myers with a 4th and a 6th. So I like it. I'll take it. Boom. Got to do it. Had to do it. I would have just kept him at that price. What are you even talking about, Steven? This is a good one. Good deal. Fourth and fifth round picks in 2026. So immediately, I mean, this is quick maths. We go from 5 to 7 draft picks. Are the Saints done? Who knows? You know, obviously you can make trades later on, but this makes me feel real good. Real good. Just knowing we got 2 additional picks. I mean, between the 9 picks we just had, the 7 picks we could potentially have, maybe even more, you're talking about, again, 16 new players. All right, 9 plus 7. That's 16. All right, don't get your abacus out. I like it. Love it. Good deal, good business. Had to happen. Love Shahid. I wish him success. I'll have success in Seattle. I'm sure he'll be just fine. He's going to light it up over there. Exactly the environment he needs to be in to succeed. They're rolling. He's got the JSN to play off of. He's got Kubiak. I almost just choked on my tongue there. He's got Kubiak who wants to push the ball downfield, and Sam Darnold who is more than willing to push the ball downfield. So, GG's, no re. See you in the lobby. To Shahid, good stuff. Fourth and fifth, good stuff from Mickey. Ladies and gentlemen, today, it's a good day to be a New Orleans Saints fan. All right, let me know in the comments below what you think. Thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Breaking news! The New Orleans Saints have traded Trevor Penning to the Chargers for a 2027 sixth-round pick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Loomis officially cooking. All right, there you go. Getting anything for Trevor at this point is pretty impressive. You know, he's a guy who he's going to walk, right? Or the Saints are going to let him walk or whatever. He is a... The Saints got something when they could have got absolutely nothing. And that same thing happened with Rashid Shaheed, where he was going to play out this season and that would be it. And the Saints ended up getting 2 picks for Rashid Shaheed, a 4th and 5th. This one, a 6th-round pick, a 2027 6th-round pick. So they didn't add 3 picks to 2026 today, but they did add 3 picks. So the Saints did what they had to do. Mickey was working the phone lines. Of course, you know, it's like, hey, do this with everybody. Do this with every pick. But if you've played fantasy football or fantasy baseball, you know that you can work the line, work the trade line as much as you can. And sometimes you just can't find a deal. Sometimes you just can't find someone interested in what you're selling, or you're not willing to take whatever they're offering. So it's harder to trade than people think. And trust me, as someone who plays fantasy baseball, a very serious fantasy baseball league, there is nothing harder than getting a trade done. You'll spend 2, 3, 4 hours going back and forth just trying to get a deal done. Sometimes you leave with nothing. So the Saints have... I was actually kind of surprised to see this, but I saw a lot of stuff on Twitter that was like, finally, the Saints have accepted what they should have accepted all along, that they're officially rebuilding. It's like, guys, the Saints are ass on a stick. They have 1 win. They traded Marshawn Lattimore last year. They had their franchise quarterback medically retire. They had their cornerstone tackle medically retired. Like, this has been a rebuild. This was the plan. They have been in a rebuild since trading Marshawn Lattimore. That was the sign that this is a rebuild. Getting Kellen Moore, getting a young coaching staff, all of that. Holding on to your draft picks in the last draft, drafting 9 players, all symptoms of a rebuild. And this right here, this was the pressure-packed scenario. This was the pressure cooker. Here's the pressure cooker. Here's the situation that was presented to you on November 4th. The situation that was presented to you is the season is over, all right? The Titanic has not only hit the iceberg, it has not only bobbed up and down, it is now sinking to the ocean floor. Okay? It's over. We got half the season left, but it don't matter. OV. Not going anywhere fast. And you got players who are not going to be a part of the future. Whether because of contract issues, whether because of performance, whether because of scheme and fit and whatever. So can you get draft capital? Because at this point is all you need. You're looking for one thing and one thing only, and it's draft capital. Can you get draft capital? And Kyler Murray, I guess. It depends on who you ask. But can you get draft capital for these expiring players, these expiring contracts, whatever. And you got however many hours to do it. And Mickey did it. And we got three picks. What those picks will be, I've also seen some people say, well, who cares about the picks? Who cares about the picks? It's about what you do with the picks. And to that I say, you can't hit on picks if you don't have picks. Okay? So, first step, accumulate the picks. Bring them in. Stockpile. Hoard the picks. Step two, hit on the picks. The Saints play the Carolina Panthers on Sunday in Carolina. Flair country. Or is Asheville Flair country? Question for my WCW heads out there. They play Carolina on Sunday. But I'll tell you this right now. You might as well set an alarm for 10 a.m. on Saturdays, because that's what we need to be watching, is college football on Saturday. I've said it for a long time now, and today is evidence of that. We are living on Saturdays. And that draft, this draft, and the next draft, that is where this team has to fix its problems. The next era, chapter, whatever, of the New Orleans Saints will be built in this draft and the next draft. And through free agency and all that stuff too, but the drafts are the big ones. The cornerstone players that are going to hopefully fix this and get us out of this season and get us out of what we felt this season and the performances and all that stuff, next two draft classes. It's not, is Kellen Moore in over his head? It's not Tyler Shuck fans or Spencer Rattler fans fighting. It's not that. It's who are we going to draft this year? Who are the free agents? Who are we going to draft next year? Who are the free agents? I've had a lot of people reach out to me today and say, man, I know we had to do it, but Rashid Shaheed was my favorite player. You know, I know we have to do it, but Alvin Kamara is my favorite player. And I get that. And I totally understand, especially for the Saints, where it's such a, you know, intense fanhood. And I understand it's difficult to turn the page and to look to the future and to look to the unknown. And but there is some excitement in that. There is some excitement in knowing we're not toiling in the middle. We're not bouncing between 7 wins and, you know, 9 wins and or 6 wins and 8 wins or whatever. We're at the worst spot. We're at the ground floor. It ain't fun for sure. But we're already there. We have already fired the coach, hired the coach. We have already moved off of the players with the enormous contracts. And if we haven't moved off of all of them, it's slowly happening, right? Now what's left is to rebuild. What's left is to fill the holes, to add the names to the roster sheet. A team like Miami, they still got to fire Mike McDaniel. They still got to figure out what to do with Tua. They still got to figure out the money around Tyreek Hill. They still got to figure out what to do, you know, with Jaylen Waddle and his situation. Their GM just left, snuck out the back door. They still got a lot to do before they can even begin rebuilding. The Saints aren't there. The Saints have already done the hard part. This is just another part of that. This is another part of just stacking the picks that hopefully will become the players that you root for. You buy the jersey, the household names, whatever. And there is some excitement in that, for sure. So even if it's just for a little bit, even if it's just for an hour, delete your post on the Saints subreddit about Tyler Shuck versus Spencer Rattler. Delete that. And go over to a mock draft and take a look at the names. Take a look at the players. Fire up YouTube and look up Reuben Bain highlights or whoever, your favorite, whatever player, your guy, fire it up. Take a look at who could be the next New Orleans Saint. There is, obviously, as the top of the mountain at the content game, it ain't easy to cover a team that is going through what the Saints are going through. It ain't easy. And I'm sure as a fan, it's not easy to watch this content. It's not easy to watch, you know, hours of videos every day, every week about a team that is averaging 14 points a game, about a team that's going, you know, 4-3 and outs out of its first five possessions. And that's why you can't look at just those moments. You got to look at this thing and say, you know what? Okay. These picks will become players. These players will become moments. These moments will become, you know, memories or whatever. And that's the new chapter of the New Orleans Saints. We're writing the new chapter. Right now, we're just getting the pages ready. Right now, we're just getting the pages ready for the players to write that chapter. And I mean, this this is where we're at this season, ladies and gentlemen, where we're winning trade deadline day. Like, that's where we're at. Who cares about the Rams? Who cares about the Panthers? We won Tuesday. Actually, the real winners of Tuesday were the New York Jets. But we caught a W on November 4th. Will this show up in the box score? No. No, it won't. Will this show up in the standings? No. Can I rank? Can I sort on DVOA? Can I sort by, whatever, trade deadline deals? No, I can't. This isn't going to show up in the EPA. But as a Saints fan, you should feel pretty good. Because right now, what the front office is telling you is that they are aligned with where you are. They're aligned right now. The front office is saying, we're rebuilding. This isn't good enough. We have to bring in talented players. We have to get younger. We have to win through the draft. We have to rebuild. Okay? We have to rebuild. The Saints are saying, well, or the fans are saying, well, some, most of them are saying, screw you, Tyler Shuck's better. Screw you, Spencer Rattler's better. But all the fans should be saying, we need to rebuild. We need to rebuild. So right now we're aligned. It ain't easy being on this side of it, but it's a necessary thing. It's a necessary thing. And you know, we're almost through the first year of this. It's mock draft season. You know, I've started listening. So in my own content world, you know, I ingest a lot of content, obviously. I listen to a lot of stuff. It's almost all NFL stuff. I listen to a lot of soccer stuff as well. I listen to some puck stuff, college basketball, whatever. But I have started to really increase my college football listenership because that's where it's at. Like, that's where the answers are. That's where the answers of the future of the New Orleans Saints are. Is right now, it's in college football. I wish we had 20 picks this year. I wish we had 20 picks next year. But the fact that right now we've got 7 for this upcoming year, I'll take it. All right, Trevor Penning. The Trevor Penning experience is over in New Orleans. Tumultuous. Tumultuous time. We'll see who picks up at guard. We'll see who plays where. They'll move some pieces around, whatever. But, yeah, it wasn't working. He got every opportunity. Or some would argue he had more opportunity than he should have got. But he had every opportunity to succeed. Couldn't succeed. It is what it is. And now it's Jim Harbaugh's problem to try and solve. So, Trevor Penning traded to the Chargers for a 2027 sixth-round pick. The new era of the New Orleans Saints is being built, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll be there every step of the way. Okay. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.